Well, at last week's Alabama-Florida Peanut Show held in Dothan, Dr. Marshall Lamb, research leader at the National Peanut Research Lab, talked about markets and said when it comes to peanuts, we're in a two-year time frame.
If we don't get an adequate number of peanuts this year, we will be in the same situation next year. I understand that West Texas is going hard into cotton. That could bode well for the Southeast grower. That's why I don't recommend that growers jump completely out of peanuts. The prices may not be here right now, but I can almost guarantee you they will firm up by the marketing time in the fall.
So, Dr. Lamb's advice to peanut growers?
You can't tell a grower not to contract $1.25 cotton. It's a good profit opportunity. Corn is in the mid-sixes, pushing $7. They should go ahead and contract these crops. If they decide to cut back on peanut acres this year, don't go into soybeans. Soybeans do not work well in a peanut rotation. Take advantage of the corn prices and the cotton prices. And if you grow more of that and less of peanuts, then you're in better position next year by having a better crop rotation.
He said he would not contract peanuts at the prices currently being offered as they are not competitive with other crop prices. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.